I'm sitting here with Travis Bruce, who is going to be our lead flight attendant tonight on AirTran Airways Flight 1. It's now 7:45. We have a couple hours before the flight is scheduled to leave. What does being on this flight tonight mean to you, Travis?
Well, obviously, it's a great honor and a great privilege. And I'm really excited, and like I think most people that are on the flight, not just the crew, but the passengers and the employees that are going to be on board, it's a little bittersweet, a little somber.
When did you know that you actually wanted to work the final flight? Was it on your radar a while back, or?
The day that the merger was announced, I knew that I wanted to be on board the final flight.
Wow. And did you have any understanding that your seniority might be that you could hold that flight?
At the time, I didn't have the seniority to hold it. I mean, I was in the top 3% when the merger was announced. But as we began to shrink and I began to decide to stay, it became clearer and clearer that it was highly likely that I would be able to work the last flight.
And when you went to look up the bid, mm-hmm. knowing that you did have the seniority to hold it anyway, were you still amazed when you saw that line come up on your schedule?
Well, because of the work that I do within our union, I already was privy to that information that the trip was going to appear on a line number that would have just a handful of trips on it and would likely go more senior anyways. We had kind of worked in concert with the company to ensure that the schedule that the flight would appear on would be able to be bid by all flight attendants. So I knew it was going to be, I knew where it was going to be, but it was still the day that it was published. It was kind of that, wow, this is really going to happen.
Can you tell me just a little bit about your thoughts as you were getting ready to come out to the field today? What was your day like?
Well, you know, it's funny. I got up early this morning and I kind of had a bit of a knot in my stomach. It was very similar to when I worked my very first flight with ValueJet back in January of 96. But even though I had a little bit of anxiety, I decided to go out for a 5-mile run this morning. That helped a little bit. But I went ahead and decided to come out to the airport really early. Being in a union leadership role, I thought it was important that I would be out here with the folks, both former AirTran and current AirTran, that were coming out to just spend a bit of their time at the base. But one thing that did strike me as I was coming out to the airport is about 1:30. I remember the day that the ValueJet ceasing of operation was announced. I found out about it on CNN about 6 p.m. It was mid-June of 1996. And this was before cell phones, of course. And if you tried to call out to the base, the lines were busy. So most of us just came out to the base. And it was very, very different. But there was definitely a parallel there of that kind of knot in your stomach. Of course, that day in 1996, we were coming out with no information and what was going to happen, what did our future look like, and we didn't know. And of course, today there's a lot more enthusiasm and a lot more excitement and a bit of sadness to see AirTran sunset, but my gosh, our future with Southwest is just so bright.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, because I was with Eastern Airlines, mm-hmm. and in January 18th, 91, we didn't know until the day of that they had shut down.
Right.
And, you know, at that point, I thought my airline career was over. Delta wasn't going to be hiring too many of the Eastern people.
Sure.
And I didn't want to be a commuter to any other, you know, major carrier. So I got out of the business for 7.5 years. And on a whim, I went to a open house. And I'm walking down the table, just as we're this table here, and I'm squinting. I said, I know that girl. It was Susan Manning.
Oh, that's great.
She's an ex-Eastern.
You're right,
gal.
Right.
Donna, how are you? She said, you know we're looking for professional people like y'all here. It was then that I had to, you know, really say, wow, I have the opportunity.
Right.
Do I go back into it at the ripe old age of 49? You know? And I decided to take that leap of faith, and I never looked back. Best decision I ever made.
I think of it the same way. When I started, which was 19 years and one day ago, on December 27th, 1995, is when I walked into ValueJet training. And I was 23, 19 years ago. And so I've literally spent almost my entire adult life, but half of my existence has been with this organization. And it's been a heck of a ride.
So as you say, it is bittersweet, but it's not like it's the end. I mean, we all have such a neat opportunity to go forward and go forward with the careers we love, just in a new uniform and new airplanes and a different name. But right. I think we're going to be with our same flight attendant group, and you know, we're all going to still be
old
together.
Friends and new friends. I agree.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, somebody asked me the other day, said, how does it feel to be at the end of an era? And I thought, I don't really look at it as an end of an era. I think we have a really unique opportunity to see us in the middle of the Southwest Airlines era. And this is just one of those great chapters in the history of Southwest Airlines. And so most people, when something ends, you look back and say, wow, that was a hell of a ride. But I think we get a great opportunity to say, wow, look at this. Yeah. This is a hell of a ride. And we're just in the middle of it.
Well, for us as still AirTran, when we look at the accomplishments and we read the blogs on the employee Southwest website about their accomplishments this year, I mean, I get chills even then. And then them being named the 2015 Airline of the Year and all the things they accomplished, and for a merger to go as smoothly as it did, it's just a testament.
Absolutely.
And I think we all have a bright future to look forward to.
I agree.
Travis, I appreciate your time. I think we better get up to the gate.
I think you're right, Tana.
All right. Bye.
Hold on a second.